Everybody can hear all right. Everybody hear okay? Mm-hmm. Perfect. Very good. I want to talk to you about going to the other side. That's exactly what takes place here. Verse 35, the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side, going to the other side. Father, I pray that you will speak to our hearts today. I thank you for just all that you've done, the great Sunday school time we could have, and Lord, again, where the Word of God could be taught to folks, what a blessing it is. And thank you again for this room, this place, this building. Thank you for the issue with the roof and how you've taken care of it, and you will. And Lord, for everything you do, we just rejoice that you are our God and you're in control of everything. And there are folks here perhaps going through a storm in their lives. I pray that they'll know the Savior can at any time say, peace, be still. And he will. He will eventually, I know. And so bless now and speak to our hearts, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Going to the other side. And it's very interesting. The Bible says the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And how many times, the evening's come. That's not good. That's not a good time to go to the other side. Definitely not. Maybe they had seen the Weather Channel and found out there were storms in the area. Well, it's not a good... Listen, if Jesus said, let's go to the other side, it's the perfect time. Don't care what the forecast is. Don't care what the climate is like. Don't care what the if the sun is rising or if the sun is setting. When Jesus says, it's time to pass to the other side, it's time. And it's okay. And it's going to be all right. So many Christians, I'm afraid, they have no desire to go to the other side in their Christian life. They just reach a place where, they come to that shoreline and they say, it's evening coming, or the forecast says this, or look out there. It just doesn't look like the water is smooth out there. And for whatever reason, they just don't have any desire to go to the other side. And I challenge you today, if maybe that's you, you say, well, I've just kind of reached a place and in my life where I'm kind of content with how things are, and I don't need to read anymore. I don't need to pray anymore. I don't need to get on an altar anymore. I think I'm just content to stay on this side. Because I challenge you, you're going to miss out on a lot unless you go to the other side. And, as you go into chapter 5, you see what they miss out on, because the very first thing that happens on the other side is the demoniac of Gadara. And we all like that story, don't we? I mean, I like the story. I enjoy the demoniac of Gadara getting saved and all the demons being cast out into the pigs. And then the pigs, they don't like the demons. And by the way, you ought not like, if pigs don't like demons, you ought not like demons either. Amen. I mean, good night. I mean, if a pig wants to get away from a demon, we ought to want to get away from demons. And so all the little piggies, they run off a cliff and fall in the water because they don't like the demons. But what a blessing that the demoniac of Gadara gets saved. Now, wait a minute. If you don't go to the other side, that guy doesn't get saved, does he? If you don't go to the other side, his life's not changed, is it? If you don't go to the other side, you're going to miss out on that. And I think every one of us, we get to heaven, we're going to want to watch that thing take place on a DVD or something. Amen? I mean, it's an exciting story. And yet, if you don't go to the other side, you missed it. You missed the power of God. You missed the power of God over demons. Wait a minute. What if that guy was your brother you've been praying for? What if that guy's your dad you've been praying for? Wait, what if that guy is your neighbor you've been praying? That coworker that you've been begging God. But you say, preacher, I'm very content on this side, but God may want you to go on the other side so that that loved one will get saved. God may want you to go on the... By the way, it's okay to amen just because this is the fellowship hall. We, in fact, probably more amens have been said in the fellowship hall when chickens brought out or something than probably upstairs. I'm serious because we're like that. But hey, you know what? Who is that demoniac of Gadara? All I know is he's a lost soul that needed to be saved. He's a guy, could be a drug addict. You praying for any drug addict? Could be a alcoholic. Are you praying for any alcoholics? Could be somebody who is addicted to pornography. Are you praying for anybody? I'm just saying that if you don't go to the other side, what about that guy? What about that guy? You see, going to the other side. And it's very interesting because you'll look at verse 21 and in chapter 5 and verse 21, and when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side. Now he's going to go back to the other side. I wonder how many disciples said, oh, I remember that last storm. I ain't going to the other side. Not me. I'm not going to go to the other side. No, we're not. Hey, I'm not going out in that sea again. That's too dangerous. That's a dangerous place. You know, and it happens to a lot of Christians because some trial, some problem, some heartache, some sorrow, it stops us from going to the other side. And now what's going to happen now? Well, I'll tell you what, you saw the demoniac of Gadara, but now you look and you say, oh, now I got to go back? Man, I remember that last storm. That was bad. You know, I think wait a minute, if you don't go to the other side, guess what? You're going to miss Jairus' daughter being raised from the dead. Are you listening? You're going to miss that. You say, well, I guess I can't. Well, okay, but what if that's your daughter who's sick? What if that's your mom or dad that has a need? What if that's that grandma or grandpa you've been praying for? Are you listening? I mean, I'm just saying, if you don't go to the other side, what is it you're going to miss out on? What's not going to happen that was going to happen? I'm just saying, a woman is healed who has an issue of blood because Jesus went on the other. And I just wonder, Brother Tim, how many people said, I'm not going. I'm not going to go back. No way. I'm not going to. And how many Christians miss out? They miss out because their roof leaked. They miss out because their best friend backslid and is dragging them along. They miss out on something. They miss out going on the other side because of something happening that you didn't like, some sorrow, some pain, some hurt. And you decide, you know what? I'm not going to go. And you're going to miss it. You're going to miss the demoniac of Gadara. You're going to miss Jairus' daughter being raised from the dead. You're going to miss out on a woman whose blood is she has a blood issue and she's going to be healed. And you're going to miss out just because you don't like that storm in the midst of going to the other side. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been through a whole lot of storms. And sometimes, as Jesus says, let's pass over to the other side, I halt at the edge. And I kind of look out there, and I do sometimes check the weather channel. And I do sometimes check, is it evening, or is the sun shining brightly? And I do kind of check the wind, you know. But when Jesus says go, we have to go. When he says move, we have to move. When he says walk, we have to walk. Because we all go through trials. We all go through hurt. We all go through sorrow. Every believer, by the way, every unbeliever does too. They have all the same kind of stuff. They just don't have Jesus in the boat with them. The Bible says it rains on the just and on the unjust. Do you know that our roof's leaking? There's bars and taverns whose roofs are leaking too. Amen. That's right. There's nightclubs and strip joints that their roofs are leaking too. Some of you are going to have to smile because I can see you now. It's not very well, but I can. Oh, I can really see Kathy. Boy, you're in trouble. But you know, the thing is, Jesus says, let us pass over unto the other side. And you know, here's the thing. There is a storm between you and the other side. You say, I want to see that demoniac of Gadara healed. I want to see my loved one get saved. I want to see my loved one get right with God. I want to see that brother trust Christ. And I want to see this miracle and this prayer request. And I want to see people, their lives be changed. And I want to see all that, but I don't like that storm. But my friend, I got news for you. The only way for you to see it is to go to the other side. And I'm just telling you, and that's what this whole message is about, going to the other side. I'm so frustrated with Christians who don't want to go to the other side when Jesus says go to the other side. It's so frustrating. And so the key is, are you going to go alone or are you going to go with Jesus? And I'm telling you, that's the whole difference right there. That is the whole difference to going to the other side. Are you trusting or are you not trusting? Here, the disciples learned about going to the other side. And here is where we can learn about going to the other side. Number one is the plan. The plan. Look at verse 35. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. When the even is come. I promise you, being a pastor for as long as I have, somebody murmured in the back, why do we have to go in the evening? Guarantee. Somebody said, doesn't he know that the Weather Channel says chance of storms? Guaranteed. Listen to me. Jesus said, let us pass over unto the... You say, how do you know Jesus said it? It's in red in my Bible. I'm just kidding. But Jesus said, let us pass over. Let us... He's not going to just send you. He's with you. Let us... I don't care what everybody else says. I don't care what the forecast is. I don't care what it looks like. Don't care that the sun is setting. I don't care which way the wind is blowing. Jesus said, let's pass over to the other side. And that's the plan. There isn't a plan for going the other way. There isn't a plan for those who are going to dwell on this side. His plan is, let's pass over to the other side. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me, where'er I may be, if he is there. I count it a privilege here, his cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. That ought to be our testimony today. Everybody in this room ought to be your testimony. I'll go. Hey, I'll go to the other side. I don't want to go alone. I don't either. But if he's with me, I'll go anywhere. Anywhere. The plan, let us pass over unto the other side. Again, I remind you, the other side, there's a demoniac of Gadara going to get healed. Coming back across the sea, there's going to be a woman raised from the dead. There's going to be another woman healed. Hey, I don't want to miss anything God has for me. And so, again, the plan, let us pass over unto the other side. Number two is the place. Oh, there it is. The Sea of Galilee. Wow, what a scary, scary thing. You know, there it is. Let us pass over to the other side. By the way, you know, the other side is going to be a place of blessing. The other side, they're going to see the power of God, where a demon-possessed man, all the unclean spirits are going to come out, and they're going to go into the swine, and the swine are going to run off a cliff. We're going to see a great victory on the other side. I mean, you have to understand that, yes, the Sea of Galilee is between us and that great blessing, but who cares what is between you and the great blessing? Hey, are you serious about what you pray about? Are you serious about what God speaks to your heart about? Are you serious about your Christian walk and your growth? Because you're going to miss out if you don't go to the other side. And the place, the Sea of Galilee, listen to me. How many people would give testimony, and I guarantee all over this room, there are people that would give testimony that it was the storm in the sea that changed my life. It was the going to the other side. Is it that God wanted them to see the demoniac of Gadara healed and the demons cast out? Is that really what he wanted them to see, or did he want them to see his power in the storm? See, we don't know. All I know is between me and the other side is the Sea of Galilee. There's a place. We can call it the Sea of Galilee. We can call it a storm. We can call it the valley. All I know is the lightning is going to crash. The wind's going to blow. The waves are going to beat against my boat. All I know is it's going to be a terrible, terrible experience as far as physically and what I can handle. But I know this. I know he knows exactly what I need. Did they need to see the demons cast out? Well, obviously they did. But maybe more than anything, they needed to see Jesus calm the storm. Oh, I sorrow for people of God who have never experienced Jesus stilling the sea. They've never heard the peace be still and watched him lift his hand and stop the storm. while you're in the midst of the sea. And the darkness is still all around, but all of a sudden, you can't see the stars. But when he says, peace, be still, you can see the stars. Wow. And all of a sudden, your life changes. And all of a sudden, the demoniac of Gadara, it's not so frightening anymore. All of a sudden, you realize you have a God who can do anything. The place, he said, let us pass over. He knew what the sea was. He knew it was dark. He knew the forecast. Amen. Yeah. And though, you know, here's what maybe you need to learn. Maybe you need to see, because we're passing over this large body of water and it's evening. I don't know if you've ever been out on water at night. Now, I'm not talking about a big cruise liner where it's like you're taking the city of Adrian out on across the ocean. I'm talking about, you know, just a small boat or something like that, and it's dark, and it's just you're looking up at the stars and you know, north, south, east, and west without a compass. You have no clue, unless you know how to read the stars and all that kind of stuff. But I'm just saying, you know, when you're out there in the Sea of Galilee, okay, forget the storm. It's just dark. It's just pitch black, because we're going out in the evening, and while we cross, it's going to become night. Do you understand? God knows what he's doing. Best thing in the world for us is to learn how to let him lead us. It's to learn how to follow him. It's to get behind him and hold on and say, you lead me, God, because I don't have any idea where I'm going. Best thing in the world for us as Christians, and one of the things that has to happen in our lives as we grow in the Lord, is where we can't see with our eyes. And we have to be led by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. The just shall live by faith. And I think about, the rest of the world in the sea and the storm and the dark and the clouds and the waves. And they don't. It's a time of confusion. But for the child of God, it can be one of the most blessed times in all the world. Down in the valley, out in the storm, in the sea, in the dark, where God leads, where you can't see. I know, we like our eyes. We like to see. I have glaucoma. I'm losing my sight pretty much every day. You lose a little bit of sight. One of these days, it may be totally gone. But, we like that. We like to be able to see. We like to know what's going on. And yet, one of the greatest things as a Christian is to know that he can see. And you don't have to see. And the only way to figure it out, you know, it's not the other side. It's the going to the other side. That's how you figure it out. Wow. It could be, for the rest of the world, it's total confusion. And you watch them. Honestly, you watch the rest of the world try to figure it out. And they become drunks and drug addicts and everything else. But for the Christian, you know what? It's in the middle of that storm, knowing that everything's okay. And God has it under control. And you notice Jesus here leading, because it's a place of control. He's leading them. Let us pass over unto the other side. Jesus, you know, you can't say, oops, whoops. No, because Jesus, later on, we're gonna see, he's in the back part of the ship, sound asleep. I like that. And it's like, hey, wait a minute. Did he not? Yeah, he knows. I don't know how many times somebody will say, oh, preacher, I did exactly what God told me to do. I went forward. I prayed and I surrendered. I did exactly what God wanted me. And then the storm. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wait a minute. Don't you get it? I went through a storm. Uh-huh. I get it. And he led you. Amen. It's okay. It's all right, because he's got it under control. Remember, and we talked about this in Sunday school. It's so popular today, religiously, TV shows and so many are, this idea that, hey, once you get saved, nothing bad happens. There's nothing further from the truth. But I'm going to tell you this, you can still have joy in the midst of the trials and the problems and the sorrows and the hurt. And you really can. Number one, I said the plan, let us pass over to the other side. It's his plan. He's got, he never wants us just sit still, not for a long period of time. Sometimes we need to stop, but he has a plan. He always has a plan. And as we get on our knees and we start begging for God to do this, God to do this, God to do this, God, he may want you to go to the other side, which means there's going to be a storm in between the other side and you. The plan, the place is in the midst of that trial, the Sea of Galilee, the problem, whatever it may be, the sorrow. Hey, he has it all under control. Number three is the people. I love this. Verse 36, it's so good, the detail God gives. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. So here's all these ships out here. I don't know who all they are. Some of them are fishermen, perhaps. Some of them are maybe they're a man going to take his wife out and they're going to watch the sunset. Who knows? I don't know who all's out there, but there's a whole bunch of people, other people out there. Now, how do you distinguish between the many ships, the many people? Well, there were those without Jesus, and there were those with Jesus, and that is how it is, honestly. Those without, they were near him. Maybe that's you today. Maybe there's somebody here today who you're almost a Christian. You go to church, you're religious, you try to do good things, you have a Bible, you know, whatever it may be, you're almost, you're right out there. You might be right next to his ship. Almost a Christian. By the way, to be almost a Christian is to die and go to hell. You need to be saved. Jesus said you must be born again. You need to be a Christian. You need to trust Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior today, you need to get saved. There were many ships out there, some, but there was only one ship that had Jesus with him. Men will laugh at Christianity until the storm hits. I don't know how many of the workers that have been around here, they've said, Pastor, how are you able to laugh about this? How are you able to smile about the roof leak that you have? How are you able to kid around about all of this? How can you? Well, the joy of the Lord is my strength. He gives me joy. There's no way in this world brown water is going to, oh, and it is brown. There's no way in this world. Now, drinking it might give me some problems, but there's no way in the world that brown water is going to steal my joy. There's no way that water coming down wallpaper is going to steal my joy. There's no way that paint bubbling out because of water is going to steal my joy. Some of you are getting discouraged, aren't you? There is no way that the flood in the hallway, as I walked up and saw it flooded there, it's going to steal my joy. It's a thing. These are all things. Oh, listen to me. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And whatever it is in your life today, understand that there are people going through the same thing. They don't have the Lord Jesus to help them get through the storm. But there certainly were those with the Lord. In verse 36, it says, "And they took him even as he was in the ship." Don't you love? I love that wording. They took him even as he was. As he was. We want to make Jesus be what we think he should be, but we have to. That isn't how you get saved. That's not how you take Jesus. Don't try to put Jesus in your little box. Don't try to make him whatever you want him to be. We take him as he is. He's perfect. He's the spotless, sinless Son of God. He's the virgin-born Savior. He's Emmanuel, God with us. We take him as he is. He's holy. He's perfect. He's not this cool, hippie kind of a dude. No, he is God. We take him as he is. We don't package him and make him what we think he ought to be. No, we take our Bible and we see who he is, and he said, I'm the way, and we come to him on our faces and say, oh God, save my wicked soul. Take him as he is. That's what they did. You have to call on him as your Savior. You know, it doesn't matter how religious, doesn't matter what all you may believe or your own ideas or my ideas or anything like that. He came to die on a cross to pay for our sins, and you take him as a Savior and you be saved. But here's some thoughts. I think about the ones that had Jesus with them on the boat. Watch this now. Having Jesus is not proof of perpetual calm. I remember when I first got saved, some of the religious people, I can't remember the guy's name now, but he got up and he would say, "Something good is going to happen to you." You know? And I used to sit there and think, why is everything bad happening to me? Why is it always, you know, my friends don't like me anymore. The worldly people, I'm going to church now and they're making fun of me, and some of my family didn't like it, you know, what is this? Well, the truth is, whether it's good or whether it's bad doesn't really matter. When you get saved, that's the best thing in the world. You're going to go to heaven. You got a home in heaven. And having Jesus isn't proof of perpetual calm. It's not proof of that. You're going to have heartaches. You're going to have trials. You're going to have problems. But when you have Jesus, he takes care of all. By the way, having Jesus didn't stop the ship from filling up with water. Didn't stop the roof from leaking. Didn't stop the hall from filling up with water. Didn't stop the bookstore from filling up with water. Didn't stop the elevator shaft from filling up with water. Yeah, that's where we're going to baptize if we have to. It's not quite that bad now. But you know what? As the ship's filling up with water, it didn't look good, did it? Come on, be honest. I mean, put yourself out there. You're in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. Your ship's filling up with water. What do you think immediately? Help! That's what you think. Yeah. Where's Jesus? He's asleep. By the way, if he's asleep, I guess it's okay. I guess, you know, if the ship's filling up with water, we all needed a bath. Amen? Yeah. But I'm understand. Look, I've been saved now a long, long time. And Chuck's been saved a long, long time. And we've been through some storms, haven't we, Chuck? You better believe it. And we've seen the brown water before, haven't we? Probably there. And we've been through it. We understand it. Some of us have, you know, and listen to me. It has never made me think that Jesus isn't with me. In fact, what it's done is it's made me realize he is with me, as they did. Listen, the storm is not proof that he left us. He said, "I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee." Hey, where'd Jesus go? Oh, he's back. It's okay. If he's asleep, it must not be that bad. Can you imagine the waves are crashing? I don't know if Jesus snored now. I can't say. That's not in the Greek, so I don't. Now listen, what if the ship sunk? Well, Jesus is with him. Do you understand our ships do sink? Yeah, they do. I just announced, Burma Bishop just announced it a little while ago, went to heaven yesterday morning. You could say the ship sunk, but Jesus was with her. What did he say? Absent from the body is to be present with what? With the Lord. Who's better off? She's in a place with no leaky roof. Amen. Come on, folks, smile. It'll be okay. Honestly, if the ship sunk, he's there. It's time that we quit worrying. It's time that we recognize that God says, okay, we got to go to the other side. I have something for you on the other side. It's a storm between there, but it's okay. It's okay. Number one, the plan. Number two, the place. Number three, the people. Number four is the problem, and that is the Sea of Galilee. Verse 37, there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. By the way, a full ship, that's kind of bad. What do you think? Full ship. If it's full of water, what typically happens? Blah, 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 blah. So they have a problem. Sea of Galilee is 600 feet below sea level. That's a bad sign. Remember when Hurricane Katrina went through New Orleans? What'd they say about New Orleans? whoever built this here was not very smart. Now, that would normally be the time I would talk about the north and the south, but I'm not going to do that. Again, you know, you build a city below sea level, you're asking for trouble. Well, the Sea of Galilee is 600 feet below sea level, and it is subject to some of the most violent storms that ever take place anywhere. This one must have really been bad. Now, we're dealing with some disciples who were well-seasoned sailors. They knew what they were doing. They've been around a while. You know, these guys knew about the Sea of Galilee. This wasn't anything new to them, but this storm must have been so bad because they'd been through storms before. This one must have been so bad, even they were shook up. I mean, even these guys that have done this for years, you know, I mean, they were still a little bit nervous. Understand this, life is a series of storms. And, you know, as long as there's sin in our lives and in the world, there's going to be storms. There just is going to be trials and everything else. Sometimes we cause our own storm. Amen. There's folks in here, I guarantee there's somebody in here and say, yeah, that's me. I kind of cause my own problems and headaches. But some storms are going to come in your life that'll cause the most experienced, the most weathered person to literally tremble. Because it's that bad of a storm. And that person's got to count on somebody else. They've got to be able to go to somebody else. You ever wonder, maybe that's why you went through the storm? So you'd go to that somebody else. They got to be able to count on someone else. Peter, you've done this before, right? Yeah, but wow, I've never seen a storm like this. And help! Amen. Because Peter would face bigger storms later on. Yeah. You ever think maybe you have to go to the other side because God wants you to count on Him? It's dark, storming, the wind's blowing, the ship's full. I have nowhere else to turn. And that's exactly where God wants you to be when you have nowhere else to turn. The problem, we all face them. Maybe you're there now. Maybe it's, you know, tomorrow's the day. Maybe you've been checking the mail for the last week and you're just waiting for that thing, that check, or you're waiting for that bill or whatever it may be, you know? Yeah. I mean, seriously, come on. You say, this is the worst it's ever been. Okay. It's all right. Trust Him. Trust Him. Number one, the plan. Number two, the place. Number three, the people. Number four, the problem. Number five is their prayer. Maybe that's why He said, let's pass over to the other side. He wanted them to pray. Because the Bible says in verse 38, and He was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow, and they awake Him and say unto Him, Master, carest Thou not that we perish? Now, I know nobody wants to confess that on a Sunday morning that we've ever said that, but I'll be honest to you, I have said that. Well, maybe not in the King James. I've said, God, don't you care? Maybe you've never said that. I've said that before. And we're not going to ask for a show of hands or anyone to fill out a paper. But, you know, it's kind of like we were talking about in Sunday school. You kind of feel kind of foolish afterwards, right? Does Jesus care? Oh, you better believe He cares. He cares so much He died on a cross to pay for your sins. Cared so much, He let men take a cat of nine tails and rip the flesh from His back and His chest. He cares enough, He let men punch Him in the face and beat Him with rods and pull His beard from His cheeks. He cares so much, He let men spit on Him. He cares so much, He let them nail His hands and His feet to a cross. Oh, He cares. You do kind of feel a little silly. Don't you care? And He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. He's going to take care of it. But they prayed the prayer. Master, don't you like that? Master? Maybe that's why. Okay, to go to the other side, they're going to see the demons. They're going to see the demons cry out to the Master. They're going to see a man's life totally changed who's been a mess for years. And they'll cry out to the man. They're going to see that. But that's kind of a good, kind of a neat thing to see. But I don't know if there's anything greater for us to see than when we realize he's the Master. I don't know if there's any better lesson for you than you to realize he's the Master. Master? Hey, you know what? It's not the ship that's going to save you from the storm. It's the Savior. Boy, we look around, if I only had a better ship, if I could have just been in a bigger ship, if I could have had a stronger ship, if I could have, it isn't the ship. Do you understand? With Jesus, you could be in a canoe. Everything's okay. It's not the climate. Oh, we should have waited for a better, no, it's not the climate. It's Christ. With Christ, snow and ice are nothing. It doesn't matter. Well, if we'd have just had a better, it doesn't matter. It's not their ability. Well, I'm a good seaman. I know what I'm. It's not their ability. It's their asking. That's the key. You know? It's asking. Jesus was asleep. Should have told him everything. He's not worried about it. Do you understand? He's not worried about the economy. We hear about the economy. We read about the economy. We talk about the economy. He's not. I drive up and down the street, see for sale signs all over the place. He doesn't pay attention to any of that. I don't think Jesus reads U.S. News and World Report, Time Magazine. I don't think he cares. I don't think he's worried about it. I don't think when they give Money Matters on the television, the different news pro, I don't think he pays any attention. Well, the Dow Jones Industrials are up today, or they're down. They're going way down. Oh, they're falling fast. It doesn't get his attention. He's not worried. He was asleep, but he arose. When the storm arose, and when the boat was full, he arose. Too late! It's never too late. You understand? It's so good to know that the storm didn't wake him up. The cry of a man did. Don't you know what's going on? What? Didn't you hear the lightning? Thunder? The wind? The waves? No, but I hear you. That ought to give us a little clue as to how to handle the storms of life, right? Yeah, call out to him. Amen. Amen. We somehow think that all the economists and the doomsdayers and everybody else, we somehow think that's going to get his attention. That's never gotten his attention. What gets his attention is when we call out to him. That's what he pays attention to. Amen. We think the trials are going to bring him. You know what brings him? God heard the voice of a lad. Yeah, it's the voice of man. And that brings him. Because not only was he asleep and he arose, he answered. He answered. And he calmed the sea. But first he calmed their souls. And they learned a very, very valuable lesson. I close with number 6, and that's the peace. Because that's what he said. Peace, be still. And there was the wind ceased. And I love the word, there was a great calm. And I don't know what that is. Other than the Bible talks about a peace that passes all understanding. And in my mind, I see those disciples going, yeah, I've never seen it as still as this. Isn't that amazing? And it is amazing how we see things after the storm. It's amazing how big he is when the storm is over. Wait a minute, they're still in the middle of the sea. As far as we know, it's still dark. but there's such a great calm. And so he wanted them calm in the storm, then he calms the storm. I don't know if there's anything greater than being calm in the midst of the storm. That is the peace that when the storm's over, well, that's, you know, we're really calm. You know, you need a certain amount of money, and you're begging God for it, and you're sweating, and you're concerned. Well, isn't it great when God gives you peace that it's going to be okay, even when you don't have the money? It's an amazing thing. But once you get the money, then, well, naturally you're going to be calm. The miracle is the calm in the storm. The miracle is to realize that it's okay. And when Jesus arose, I believe there was a great calm. But it's peace. Peace. Sometimes God is really, really telling us to go to the other side because he wants to show you the storm between here and the other side, because he wants to show you the peace. Do you understand storms always end for the believer? Always. You're saved today. The storm, it always ends. Always. I love the words, it came to pass. That's why it came. It came to pass. Why did the thunderstorm? Well, it came to pass. It came to pass over and leave rain, but it'll go. The clouds will clear, and it'll be a bright, sunny sky. The snow, it came to pass. It came to pass in November, and by maybe July, it'll be gone. Some of you put that as your date. But I'm just saying, you know, it's God has a purpose for that, all of it. It came to pass so that I could learn peace, God's peace, miraculous peace. Lightning, thunder, wind, waves, flood, but peace in my heart. But I had to go. I had to go to the other side. I had to keep walking for the Lord. I had to keep doing what he said. I had to keep going. I had to keep going. Oh, we want to, I don't like this. I don't like the storm. I don't like the trial. And I'm just going to be mad and I'll just stay here. You're going to miss out. You're going to miss out on what God has for you. Years and years ago, Christian army officers were all at sea with their families, and they were out on a mission, and all of a sudden a huge storm came upon the sea, and terror was all in the ship, and little children were crying, and wives were upset, and one of the officers seemed so calm, and he was just very, very calm, and his wife was just a little upset, and I don't know if you fellas have ever been there, or maybe the other way around, but the wife, she kind of got after him and said, you know, why? She said, why aren't you concerned? I mean, the boat is being tossed in the waves, and waves are crashing in. It's a terrible, terrible storm, and the children are screaming. And this wife, she got after him, and she really harassed him and said, you know, don't you care? I mean, aren't you concerned? What about your family? And he never made any reply, never said anything to her. And she just kept going, how wives sometimes do, out of concern. So finally, he pulled out his sword, and with a stern look on his face, he pointed it at her heart. And she just kind of looked at him and kind of smiled and sort of chuckled. And he said, aren't you afraid? She kind of laughed. She said, no. She said, not when it's in the hand of somebody who loves me. And he looked at her and he said this. He said, and would you have me to be afraid of this storm when I know that it's in the hands of my Heavenly Father who loves me? Lesson learned. Hey, this morning, will you go to the other side? If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. Will you go to the other side? Jesus said, let us pass over to the other side. Let's bow our heads, please.